topic for our Dharma talk today, being intimately familiar with everyone and everything we meet. Intimately familiar with all dharmas. Dharmas are commonly referred to in two ways. Dharma with a capital D is referred to as the teachings of the Buddha, upaya. And dharmas with the small d is often referred to as all things. That's not exactly correct. It's very difficult to translate some of these words from Sanskrit or some of the other ancient languages into English because we have these particular ways of viewing things. Things, here it is. A better way of describing what dharmas are is to refer to them as dependent or interdependent origination. It's a more fluid understanding. It's not trying to make something solid. Often when we think of things, we think of them as solid, somehow separate individual things, a rock. The dharmas are boundless. So when your mind is clear like space and you're only reflecting what is right there, then you are intimately familiar. Everything you meet, everyone you meet. So the first step in understanding and becoming familiar, intimately familiar with your own desire nature, your identification, your projections on how the world is, attachment and identification, and interferes with our being able to flow through life and really make sense of it all in such a way that we can benefit and benefit everyone else. As long as we're caught up in this idea of who and what we are not intimately familiar with all dharmas. Really, it's just another way of talking about don't know, or beginner's mind, or all the other ways we try to express what is beyond words. Another way to look at it is, you know, thinking about intuition. What is intuition? Being intimately familiar with all dharmas. Any thoughts, ideas about what I just said?
One question comes to my mind. You know, we are all learning so much psychologically about healthy boundaries. Mm. So as you speak of that, I wonder how that fits in with the idea of healthy boundaries.
Good question. So healthy boundaries have to do with identification. Intimately familiar with all dharmas is the path of the bodhisattva. Bodhisattva does not identify with the idea of I, me, and mine. No problem. Only problem you make. Got it?
Yeah.
Good question. Thank you for asking. This sort of opens up like a flower to all these other ways of expressing oneness. When we judge, like how someone dresses, how all of that just interferes so much with this natural way of being that we're all part of. And although we're all unique and individuals, dependent origination, you can see why Will looks the way he looks, is the way he is, and acts the way he acts. When you're intimately familiar with all dharmas, you can know Will. Sometimes you meet someone and you get a sort of strange feeling like, I don't want to get too close to that energy. You know, maybe they're struggling with something, or they're angry, or they're hostile, or they're judgmental, or they're judging you, or somehow they're affecting the energy around them. So there's all kinds of ways we can react to that. So sometimes we just react from our own identification with our own way of being, related to all our past experience, childhood on up, parents, father, how we were treated, you know, made us feel good, made us feel bad. So our reaction to things is all based on all of this, what I refer to often as our backpack. So how we react is much different than being intimately familiar, because we have to let go to be intimately familiar. Then we can see, because then our mind is clear like space. I mean, then we can be the teacher, then we can be the, you know, the helper in a real sense. You know, then we can be loving and caring, compassionate in a real way, and not in a contrived way, the way we think we should be. You know, how to know what's the right action in the right moment. You know, our lessons are different for everyone. I've had well-intentioned things that I've seen in someone and reflected it to them and have them walk away, and I've never seen them again. Oops, I guess I didn't do that. So much for that one. I mean, sometimes, you know, we hear what we need to hear, but we don't want to hear it. So if we can be intimately familiar with ourselves, then we know, oh, good point. Maybe there's something there for me to understand about myself or someone else, whatever. Not much today, huh? Just chilling.
Yeah.
Good.
I literally worked so hard yesterday on yard work. I bruised the palm of my hand from all the equipment and stuff. So I am just chilling today.
Yes. So I also have lots of aches and pains from all this cleaning up and whatever we've been doing. And that's being intimately familiar with my body, which is fine, because, you know, sometimes when you pay attention to something like sore arm, it really appreciates it, because it's a connection, and rather than trying to ignore it, you know, which hurts even more.
it feels good in a way to feel muscles that I haven't used in so long.
Right.
I know they were useful and right. We did good work.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing today with me. All right. Thanks for coming. Thanks.